Welcome to The Brief from Verity for April 18th, 2024. I'm Scott Wallace with today's top stories. The Boeing whistleblower testifies before the U.S. Senate. Boeing whistleblower Sam Salapour testified to the Senate that the company compromised safety by speeding production and ignoring standards in their 787 and 777 aircraft. Critics accuse Boeing of prioritizing profit over safety, alleging a culture of silencing safety concerns. Supporters, however, argue that safety issues are exaggerated by the media and can be resolved through improved processes and training, maintaining that profitability does not inherently conflict with safety standards. U.S. and China defense chiefs hold their first talks in 18 months. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and China's National Defense Minister Dong Jun resumed dialogue after 18 months discussing bilateral defense ties and global security. Pro-establishment views emphasize that these talks demonstrate the U.S. commitment to diplomacy and conflict prevention, particularly around issues like Taiwan. Establishment critics argue that while the discussions are a step towards stability, the U.S. must genuinely commit to peace and respect China's territorial claims to foster true coexistence and avoid escalation. Russia claims Ukraine would use an Olympic truce to regroup. Russia expresses skepticism toward French President Macron's proposal for a global truce during the Paris Olympics, citing concerns that Ukraine may exploit the ceasefire to strengthen militarily. The anti-Russia side advocates for honoring the historic peace tradition during the Games, while those supportive of Russia emphasize its national security needs, wary of temporary ceasefires without comprehensive peace agreements. Biden says U.S. support for Israel will prevent Iranian escalation. U.S. President Joe Biden, in an op-ed, urged Congress to pass legislation for military aid to Israel and Ukraine, stating that this support would prevent Iran from escalating the conflict. The pro-establishment view argues that the U.S. supports Israel's defense and regional stability, and that it's in no one's interest to see the conflict escalate. Meanwhile, the pro-Israel narrative views the U.S.-Israel relationship as a strategic asset, enhancing America's Middle East stance through mutual security interests. The pro-Palestine narrative criticizes U.S. support for Israel, linking it to humanitarian crises in Gaza and labeling Israel as an unreliable ally, thus increasing regional war risks. China's president meets with Germany's chancellor. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss multiple issues, including trade and global conflicts. Scholz advocated for China's role in achieving peace in Ukraine, while Xi emphasized equal dialogue between conflicting parties and warned against rising protectionism. The meeting underscored Germany's high economic dependency on China and the differing views on cooperation. Pro-China voices hail the partnership's success, suggesting mutual benefit and respect, while critics fear Germany is naively strengthening China's geopolitical stance. The Mayorkas impeachment trial begins. The impeachment trial of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas began in the Senate, focusing on accusations of failing to enforce immigration laws and breaching public trust. Republicans criticized Mayorkas for neglecting border security and alleged Democratic bias in the trial process. Democrats argue the impeachment lacks substantial evidence, branding it a politicized attack rather than a legitimate constitutional action. The first jurors are selected in Trump's Manhattan trial. Jury selection for Donald Trump's hush money trial in Manhattan has begun, with 7 out of 12 jurors chosen, including diverse professions like a teacher and a nurse. The pro-Trump narrative claims bias in the selection process and potential juror intimidation due to their publicized backgrounds and political histories. The Democrat narrative argues that despite Trump's concerns, jurors are well-vetted and capable of impartiality. In the UK, a Muslim student loses her prayer ban case. A Muslim student lost a high court challenge against her London school's prayer ban, which was deemed not to breach human rights or equality laws. The court cited the secular nature of the school and provisions in Islam for making up missed prayers. Some support the school's focus on secular education and discipline, while others criticize the ruling as a sign of normalized Islamophobia, arguing it compromises the inclusivity of a religiously diverse student body. Heavy rains and rare flash floods batter Dubai. Dubai faces unprecedented weather as nearly 2 years' worth of rain fell in just 24 hours, causing significant flash floods and disruptions. Some suggest this extreme weather underscores the urgent need for climate action, especially in regions like the UAE, a major oil producer. Others, however, attribute the flooding to rare weather patterns and inadequate infrastructure for such events, cautioning against premature conclusions about climate change's role. An NPR editor resigns after publishing an essay alleging left-leaning bias. Uri Berliner resigned from NPR after 25 years, following his suspension for an essay criticizing the network for liberal bias. Those on the left argue Berliner breached NPR's policies and trust, justifying disciplinary action. Conversely, those on the right support Berliner's claim of bias, viewing his resignation as evidence of NPR's shift towards partisan journalism. And that was The Brief for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. For more on these and other stories, visit our website, verity.news. I'm Scott Wallace. Join me tomorrow on The Brief.